Abrahamic Covenant. Abraham received the gospel and was ordained a high priest. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verse 14. Abraham, chapter 1, verse 2. He later entered into celestial marriage, which is the covenant of exaltation. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 131, verses 1 through 4, section 132, verses 19 and 29. In connection with the covenants he made, he received great promises from the Lord concerning his family. Among these promises were the following: his posterity would be numerous. Genesis chapter 17, verses 5 and 6. Abraham chapter 2, verse 9. Abraham chapter 3, verse 14. His seed or descendants would receive the gospel and bear the priesthood. Abraham chapter 2, verse 9. Through the ministry of his seed, all the families of the earth would be blessed, even with the blessings of the gospel, which are the blessings of salvation, even of life eternal. Abraham chapter 2, verse 11. Together, all the covenants and promises that Abraham received from the Lord are called the Abrahamic covenant. It is an everlasting covenant that extends to all of Abraham's seed. See Genesis chapter 17, verse 7. To be counted as Abraham's seed, an individual must obey the laws and ordinances of the gospel. Then that person can receive all the blessings of the Abrahamic covenant, even if he or she is not a literal descendant of Abraham. Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 through 29. Galatians chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. See also Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verses 33 through 40. As a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, you are a child of the covenant. 3 Nephi chapter 20, verses 25 and 26. You have received the everlasting gospel and inherited the same promises given to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You have the right to the blessings of the priesthood and to eternal life according to your faithfulness in receiving the ordinances of salvation and keeping the associated covenants. Nations of the earth will be blessed by your efforts and by the labors of your posterity. See also Covenant, Eternal Life, Ordinances, Patriarchal Blessings, Priesthood.